could be a short net tonight. I personally have no announcements. I have a couple of things to bring up, just a couple personal things about radio that I've been doing. But I will wait till we go through the list one time. Dave, you are up, K8PZQ, and Rob, you will be number two. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, David, and ERL and the group, K8PZQ here. Well, it's been 4 days, and I haven't had to cut grass. I mean, I'm thanking God. It's about time. That said, I bought an FT5 Yaesu handheld, and, you know, I thought, well, I just programmed that baby, and I have a problem. Well, I had to go to RT Systems and get the software because it is unbelievable. But what it does is phenomenal. So we're just trying to stay with the latest and greatest, and I guess there's times when you need to step up and buy the right stuff. With that said, K8PCQ, back to net.
Well, good deal on getting the new HT, Dave, the FT5. I've heard it mentioned. I don't know much about it, but I'm sure it's got all the whistles and bells. And I'm sure of one thing, that our RT Systems is still in business because of all of these HTs that are so hard to program, that you've literally got to have a computer and a connecting cord and time to get everything into it. Well, good deal on that. Congratulations. Next up is Rob, KC8SDL, and then Minnie, you'll be up after that. Good evening, Rob.
ERL in the group here, Kilo Charlie, H.C. Douglas, Rob, B.C. I will wave a hand to my good friend Minnie out there. Good evening, Minnie. Hope you're doing well. And I'll wave a hand to my good friend Dave. Good evening to both of you. Well, Mr. David, I had quite a good weekend, like I sectioned you the engine show. I didn't take a lot of video because I kept running my engines. I ran all three of my engines. And my six horse has got a homemade ignition system. It misses all the time. And sometimes it gets a bad mood and starts backfiring. Well, my buddy was there. You know, Robbie, I've been looking for, trying to find a bad deal for that engine. I think it's American Boss AB33 Mag. Jay might be familiar with it. Well, he found one, Dave, on the internet. It's complete. It's got marginal spark, but it's good enough to get knocked on your keister, so I'm not worried about that. But I'm going to go through and clean the points in it and everything else. And it is the oscillating mag that American Boss, or that engine uses. And there's a trip mechanism, and it's a standard long trip mechanism for 3 to 6 horse engines. So I'll break set. Anyways, a guy lives in Ohio, and it's on its way, so I'll probably get it probably next week. And when I do, I'm going to take that other goofy thing off, because the other one uses a battery. And I know sometimes it gets hot, and it acts up, and it starts backfiring something awful there in West France. So I shut it down, you know, and everything else. But yeah, I'll let you keep you in the loop on that new magneto. Yeah, I had a good weekend. It did not rain. Well, that's amazing, because last year it rained and rained and rained. So a couple of friends of mine came up there. Well, one good friend, Brian, KF8AIW, I think is his call. And he's the one that found the magneto for me. So he was with me and some other people that were there. I met a couple of ham operators from the West Branch area, and I had a good time. So now the next show I'm going to be doing, just to let you know, is Carol. That's 9th, 10th, and 11th of August at the Tuscola County Fairgrounds. And if there's any way you can make it over there, I'd love to see you. Matter of fact, if you go to the gate and say you're with Rob, one of the show exhibitors, you'll get in for free. There's no problem there. There's no problem there. I'd love to see you. And even you too, Dave. Because Dave Chutton went to River of Time there, and boy, he had a ball. Him and his XYL came with there and watched my engines and had a good one. So, but anyways, well, David, I talk way too much, so I'm going to hand it back to you. Real quick, radio-wise, the Kenwood's doing fine. I fired my heat get up this morning, worked one of the nets there, but she didn't warm up quite a bit. She drifted, but once it warmed up, she was fine. Any error on the group, Keel Charlie Yates here, tells me, I'll be up around for about 7-3 of them, 7-3 rounds. Back to that control, Dave, doing a great job.
Hey, Rob, I have a quick question. So that having a battery, that provides the spark rather than a magneto?
Correct, because when I bought the engine, Dave, it did not have a mag, but when I bought it, it needed a lot of work, but there was a cardboard box that was beside it, and somebody took a tractor distributor, made a bracket, and a trip arm and some strings, and all it did when it tripped that mechanism, it opened the points. Well, you can't adjust timing, and it doesn't stay timed right, because one day it over advanced on me trying to start it, and I, oh boy, I thought I was going to go in outer space. But a true magneto has magnets in it, a coil, and a set of breaker points, and it's kind of neat how a magneto works, over.
Okay, yeah, I'm just curious about that. We use magnetos in the airplane, strictly magnetos, for two magnetos, two sets of plugs per cylinder, and they generally are pretty faultless. But when they have a problem, it's not good to have a problem, spark problem, when you're 3,000 or 4,000 feet in the air. Believe me. Don't ask me how I know. But good information. I was just curious about that. Yeah, and as far as the show, it sounds like something my oldest grandson would be interested in. See if I can separate him from playing hockey for a little while to come over to the show. So thanks for the invite on that. And Dave, I forgot to mention about cutting grass. Yeah, it's kind of nice not to have it growing, having to cut it like sometimes every other day. But I don't know if we're supposed to get any rain. I guess we got some rain coming, but I don't know how much. All right, Rob, thank you for that. Minnie, you are up next, and we'll be at the end of the list, and we'll make a call after that. KD8DAZ, go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, ADRL. This is KD8DAZ. I'll say good evening to Dave and Rob Berg. Good to hear everyone in here tonight. Even though it's a short list, it's a good list. So, anyway, I haven't been doing too much. Went and got my hair cut on Thursday. Went to breakfast on Friday. Picked a couple of tomatoes and a couple of cucumbers. Very small, but since they're not going to get any bigger, so I went ahead and picked them. So haven't eaten them yet, though, but I will. Anyway, other than that, I haven't been doing too much of anything. So my grass probably needs to be cut again this week. It'll be 2 weeks since it's been cut. So that's about every 2 weeks that he comes and cuts my grass. So this is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Yeah, very good, Minnie. Well, always good to get that first bit of things out of the garden. I suppose that people who live like in maybe California or down south, never living down there, I don't know if they have like a perpetual garden or if they just have their gardens in the summertime, or I guess I don't know. I guess it's a good thing that we have a southern hemisphere so that we can get our vegetables year-round. Okay, we're down at the end of the list. Let me make a call here and see if anybody else would like to join us. This is NADRL. Is there anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot on Echo Lake down in Flint.
But I'll be in and out tonight.
Okay, I've got Kilo, Charlie, Yankee, Victor, Fox, Echo, Lincoln, In-N-Out station. Go ahead.
Kilo, Fox,
Dave,
eight,
did you get
Bravo,
me? Kilo,
Lima,
Charlie,
X-ray.
8, Yankee,
Rick
Victor, Fox, Trot.
In-N-Out, please.
Yeah, Ron, I copy you, KC8YVF. The other In-N-Out station, could you come back one more time, please?
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Lima, X-ray. Rick from New Lothrop, in and out, please.
Okay, Rick, well, good evening to you. Thank you for joining us tonight. I've got you down as in and out, and hopefully next week you can stick around a little bit longer. Ron, you're next up on the list, KC8YVF. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Dave. Yeah, I didn't know if I got in because of the EchoLink delay trying to get in there if I doubled. Just made it back to Flint here. I'm at my brother's house. We had went down to Mount Clemens, down to the hospital down there to visit one of my cousins that's not doing very well. So we went down this today and visited with her. And then on the way back, since I was only about 6 miles, 8 miles away, I stopped at the Micro Center computer store, and now I'm a new owner of a 3D printer. So I'd talked to Rick and Fred and Clayton on what they had and came up with a decision on that, and I didn't want to have to order it and have UPS try and deliver it since there's glass involved and other things. So I said I was going to go down anyhow to look at one and pick one up. And we were only about 6 or so miles away from the hospital to the Micro Center there, down on 14 Mile and 75. So picked that up. I'll be a while before I get it set up, but I got too many things work coming up tomorrow. But I said I'll see if the net was going here. I'd at least check in through EchoLink. Thanks for the net again, and thanks for picking up last week. I should be back in the rotation. I didn't plan on this one. I got a call on Friday night from another cousin that she was in the hospital, so we had to scurry and make some plans here. So thanks for doing that. Thanks, guys, and good admitting on the tomatoes and that. I've had a few off my plants. Got some cucumbers in, got some green beans and peppers and that so far, so things are starting to come. It's KC8YVF back to net. This will be my one and done.
Anyway. Well, thank you for joining us. Very good on the 3D printer. I know nothing about them. I have no clue. It's one of those things that I don't want to get my interest piqued. I've got too much other stuff to do, but I think it's great that you were able to get one, and looking forward to hearing what you'll be doing with it. And sorry to hear about your cousin. It's never good news when that happens, but... Yeah, what can we say, I guess? Okay, Rick was in and out. Let's make one more quick call. This is NADRL. Anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Rag Chew?
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw County.
PCA VOA.